Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Family by Louise Jensen, published by HarperCollins in 2019. Today's book is all about loyalty, tragedy, and strength. Laura is a recent widow, still reeling after the death of her husband who fell at a building site. The insurance company is refusing to pay, her florist business is dying, and the creditors are swarming. Laura feels like she's drowning and her 17-year-old daughter Tilly is shutting her out. What her mother doesn't know is that Tilly is being bullied at school by a gang who includes her cousin, a girl she used to be very close to. Laura's husband was always her rock, and now she's lost and even her health is struggling. On the brink of losing everything, she meets Saffron, a woman who lives in a commune on the outskirts of the Welsh town where Laura lives. Saffron offers to help. One of the commune members is a lawyer, and she suggests Laura comes to meet him so he can help with the insurance company problems. Laura agrees to visit and brings Tilly with her. At the commune, they meet the charismatic Alex, the lawyer, and both mother and daughter notice his attractiveness. They stay for a meal and then overnight. Then, with an eviction notice looming and no income, Laura moves in with them. At first, Tilly is horrified, but then this means she'll be closer to Alex. But is Alex as helpful as he claims to be? Who is leaving notes on Laura's pillow saying, "Trust no one"? And what really happened on the night her husband died? The Family is an absorbing psychological thriller set in the beautiful farmland of Wales. It's all about mothers and daughters, brothers and sisters, real families and found families. I was quickly sucked in and taken into this world where I worried for Laura and Tilly and what they'd let themselves in for. Have they joined a cult, as the rest of the town thinks of the commune? But of course, all is not what it seems, and that's what makes The Family a hugely entertaining read. There are more twists in this book than your tangled up Christmas lights and secrets galore. The story is told through the eyes of Laura, Tilly and Alex. Laura has lived a life of tragedy and trauma. Her husband's death is just the latest in her life. Now that he's dead, she has to find her own strength when all she wants to do is curl up and have someone else deal with it all for her. Teenage Tilly is also grieving, her whole life upended. At 17, she's finding herself. Does she want to be part of the social media generation, worrying about her looks and how she presents to the world? Or does she want to do something more and bigger with her life? And what secret is she hiding from her mother? And vice versa, what's Laura hiding from Tilly? So if you like beautiful scenery, suspicion, secrets, betrayal, and community, I recommend The Family by Louise Jensen. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.